April 9, the most satanic trait. Wrath is cruel and anger is outrageous, but who is able to stand before envy? Proverbs 27:4. Miriam's and Aaron's accusations were borne by Moses in uncomplaining silence. It was the experience gained through the years of toil and waiting in Midian, the spirit of humility and long-suffering there developed, that prepared Moses to meet with patience the unbelief and murmuring of the people and the pride and envy of those who should have been his unswerving helpers. Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth, and this is why he was granted divine wisdom and guidance above all others. Says the Scripture, "The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way." Psalm 25:9. The meek are guided by the Lord because they are teachable, willing to be instructed. And Jehovah came down in the pillar of the cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against them, and he departed. The cloud disappeared from the tabernacle in token of God's displeasure, and Miriam was smitten. She became leprous, white as snow. Now their pride humbled in the dust. Aaron confessed their sin and entreated that his sister might not be left to perish by that loathsome and deadly scourge. In answer to the prayers of Moses, the leprosy was cleansed. Miriam was, however, shut out of the camp for 7 days. The manifestation of the Lord's displeasure was designed to be a warning to all Israel to check the growing spirit of discontent and insubordination. If Miriam's envy and dissatisfaction had not been signally rebuked, it would have resulted in great evil. Envy is one of the most satanic traits that can exist in the human heart, and it is one of the most baleful in its effects. It was envy that first caused discord in heaven, and its indulgence has wrought untold evil among men. Where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. James 3:16.